Hello.
Evening, Miss Diane. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
That's great. That's great. So I've had a pretty good day, too. It's been pretty busy today, but that's always a good thing, right? I mean, it makes the time fly by for us. So.
Busy usually isn't a terrible thing.
Yeah, for sure. It's when I sit idle that I start losing my mind. So.
yes. Uh-huh. I know that feeling.
All righty. So I was able to get your email sent out to you, Ms. Diane. Were you able to take a look at that?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Yes. So, I mean, what do you and James think about the program? You know, how does it sound to you? Any concerns, any questions?
No, but he said you would help us with residential and commercial.
Absolutely, that's right. So we can target residential and commercial using the same keywords and phrases within the network,
mm-hmm.
as well as, you know, using our directories and other media posts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably we would definitely want to concentrate on the residential first. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely not a problem. So we can actually target one or the other or sway one way or the other. Now, one thing that I would tell you, I mean, if you were targeting specifically commercial, which you are not, I can't guarantee you're only going to get commercial because obviously it's Google, right? And everybody searches through Google. So, but residential is definitely one of the peak searches that we do because when you're talking about plumbing services and the customers that are finding you, these are people that they don't have a go-to to call, you know, so they're looking for that company that can come take care of them and they're searching through Google to find that for them,
mm-hmm.
right? And then they use mm-hmm. Google to recommend and get somebody out to them. So that's where how we come into play and we're able to connect you with those customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So really residential, absolutely. We can target that for you and we'll definitely be able to market in that area. And the social media is going to help there as well because out of that $249 that comes reoccurring, $100
uh-huh.
of it is allotted automatically to social media. And it goes dollar for dollar. And since we are a partner, we get those ad spaces at only 50 cents to a dollar. So we're able to effectively use that 100 all month long for retargeted ad as well as, you know, re-engaging with your customers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so definitely residential will be taken care of. So other than the residential, any other questions about the program?
Okay. No, well, I was looking over the cost. Obviously, the first month is a setup charge, and I get that. And then there's a recurring $249 a month. I get that. Now, explain to me on the additional cost again, the Google guaranteed monthly minimum budget.
Okay. So, for sure. Now, on that budget, that one's used exclusively for your leads, right? So that amount, once your application gets accepted, that amount, you're able to charge that and place it right on your Google Business profile. Now, you're going to have access to a dashboard. It's your Google Business Analytics dashboard. Whenever you need to receive qualified leads, say you guys are slowing down and you say, hey, you know what? I need some good leads to come in through the door. You would just go onto that dashboard and click start. Once you click start, your Google guarantee turns on and you will receive a qualified lead. And from the budget that you already set, it will just be deducted from that budget. So you won't receive a bill or anything. It just gets deducted from the budget you have, right? Now,
but then that's the cost I've paid up front.
No. After your acceptance, yes. So not right now. Like right now, that doesn't get charged, nothing like that.
Yeah.
The way that it works is once Google says, okay, we've accepted DFW Commercial Plumbing Services as a verified contractor, we'll notify you. And then typically it's within 72 hours, but it's whenever you're ready to activate your budget. Right.
Okay.
So say you get accepted and then you're like, well, you know, right now I'm pretty busy. So maybe in about a week, we're going to activate the budget or whatever. Then that's fine. The biggest thing is you now have the acceptance and you're able to activate it when you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now also another thing about that budget that I want to make very clear. It's not a reoccurring amount. Like it doesn't reoccur every month or anything like that. The budget just sits there. So say you have your budget and it's already been there for 6 weeks and you've used about 4 leads and then you go another 3 weeks and you use another 3. So now you use 7 leads out of your 13 you started with. Once you use a little bit more than half, which is 7, you'll start getting your emails and your notifications from Google to let you know that your budget is running a little bit low. So you can go ahead and re-up your budget at that time. Right. So then what you're able to do is just put back in some of the funds that you used and re-up your budget to 13 and continue going. So it doesn't matter. I mean, if you use them within 6 weeks or 4 weeks, it's just as you see fit to bring your leads in, right? So that money never expires. In other words, it continues to roll over, you know, months won't ever change the amount that's there. It's just as you use it.
Okay. Okay. All right. That helps.
Makes sense, right? Protected amount right there. Just exclusively for your leads is what that comes out to. Kind of like an escrow account. It just sits on the side and it'll just pull from there as you need it to.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. Well, I think this is something that we do want to do.
Okay. Now, the next thing I want to touch base on is going to be the website hosting, right? Because you have an umbrella of services that are going to come with this. So we are going to do the social media. And now with the website, do you guys own a domain already?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be this one. So I have the domain here, right? I just sometimes they're owned and sometimes they're almost, I want to say rented, right? Because when you go through some of these smaller sites, what they'll do is they'll kind of charge you for use of the domain. But then if you change hosting, you don't get to use the domain, if that makes sense, right? But if you do own it and you already purchased it, that's perfect. So let me go ahead and grab this domain here.
At least I think I do. Like I said, this is an area that I do not understand all that well.
Yeah, it's coming, and you'll get reversed on it, right? Especially when you start, when you get into your dashboard and things like that. I'm going to send you a little tutorial video. It's about 3 minutes long. It's going to show you exactly how to use that interface. So that way, when you're getting your leads and you're seeing, you know, all the services working for you, you really know how to filter those things and really get down to what's really working for your business and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. So that way we continue tweaking and tuning our ad campaign to yield the best results, right?
Okay.
All right. So let's see here, DFW commercial. Let me just pull up that domain.
And I don't think it's that name. I've got to remember what it is now.
Oh. Yeah, I'm trying to find it, the website. I don't see a standalone website. I see a home advisor for you. And if I remember correctly, when I was speaking to James, he said that you guys were getting ready to have a website built for you. And I remember telling them, you know, I don't know what they're going to charge you for that, James, but I know websites are definitely going to be a lot of money. And here it's literally under the umbrella with Google. It's at $249. So I believe we're going to be building you out a website. And if we buy you a domain, that's not a problem. It's already included, you know, so it's no big deal. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. So that way I have the details here on the account for our setup.
Okay. Like I said, if I have to set up something new under you, hey, that's just fine. No problem.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll have that website set up and we'll have it presented to you within the first 7 to 10 days of locking in the account. The social media, same thing. What we'll do is right after we have your account set up today, you're going to get an invite for your onboarding call. That one's going to be about 20, 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. We can take care of that one either tomorrow morning or at this time, whenever you're going to be available, whatever works for you. Now, that phone call right there, we're going to be going over geofencing, setting up your websites, you know, et cetera. What I want to make sure right now that I have is all the information we'll need to get that set up. So, like, right now I do have all your service hours from Monday to Sunday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Are we still working 7 hours? Okay, fantastic. We have you down at 5209 Bobtown Road, Garland, Texas, 75043.
Okay, yeah, that's my home address.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. So when we go on Google, this is another advantage that we're going to bring to your business. When we list you, if you don't have like a brick and mortar office and you're working from home, which a lot of my owner operators do, we mask the address. So it is going to show a service area with a red ping, but it will not show the address of 5209 Bobtown Road. That's going to be masked. No one will be able to see that except for yourself. Right?
Okay.
So, you know, if you want the mask feature turned on, all I got to do is put here that we're going to be masking the address, and then we'll have that on for you. Would you like your address masked?
Yes.
Okay.
Because nobody really needs to know where I live.
Exactly. You know, if you're going to go out and do plumbing service, you're doing them at their house. They're not going to bring a drain over to you, right, to have it fixed.
That's exactly correct.
Exactly. And that's with a lot of my plumbers and also my general contractors. You know, we do the mass address for a lot of them. Locksmiths as well. That's another big industry that we do the mass. Cause I mean, you guys are going and landscapers. Cause I mean, nobody's bringing the front yard to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we got that one mass. Let's see. We have our website. Okay. Now, as far as the email, you know, any of the, you know, reoccurring monthly charges, anything like that. Do you have any questions on that right now?
No.
Okay. And no worries, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through what's called the voice verification recording. Now, the reason that I do that is because I did put you guys on a discounted pre-agreement, right? Which is, and this is going to be an added form of protection for you that we're going to send to you in writing with your invoice. So basically, like, as I walk you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, all you have to do is just do me a favor and say, hey, Dave, can you slow down and review? So that way I can clarify, right? I'll rephrase it.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that you do have like a great understanding of what we're doing before we even get any type of card info. Sound good?
All right. Okay.
All righty. So I'm going to get started here. Now, Miss Diane, I do want to welcome you to Local Splash's voice verification. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DFW Commercial Plumbing Services, LLC.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Diane Hitt, President.
Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. So you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now Diane, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in the campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so please save our 877 number as Local Splash on your contacts. What I'm going to do is I'm texting that out to you, 877-635-6225. I'm also going to text you out my extension directly to my desk. That way you have those on file. Feel free to save them. Our customer service is open to you 24/7, and my extension, I'm here Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 p.m. Get a hold of me at any time, okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is provide you with a security question on the account that you can verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company, okay? So you have three options available to you: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll go with the first pet's name.
Okay. And what would that be?
Penny. P-E-N-N-Y.
Okay. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google Guarantee application, and any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or even suspension of the account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on September 17, 2025, the non-refundable amount of $499. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 17th day of each month in the amount of $249. This would be your monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, all you would do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, please keep in mind Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. So, it's as simple as that. You know, we just walk through basically the outlining of the program. We let you know exactly what your fee would be and kind of how the reoccurring rate works. Now, with the verification process, It'll be real simple. We'll help you and we'll walk you through it. If we're needing maybe like a, if you have a picture of a business card, chucks and tools, things like that, those are things that we're going to be able to use, especially with the Google Guarantee application. It's really going to help fast track that process. So very excited to be able to help you guys along here. Now let's see what we got here, Ms. Hitt. For your billing information that we're going to place on file, is it the same as the business information, 5209 Bob Sound Road, Garland, Texas?
Yes. Yes, that's just fine.
Okay. Now, is it a company card or is it under your name, Ms. Diane?
It is a company card.
Okay. And for the company card, is it just the company name or is it both of y'all's names on the card? So I know how to frame the billing account.
Well, this is my card on the company account.
Gotcha. So it says Diane Hitt and then it's for the company account.
Yes.
Understood.
Yes.
Okay. And is this one a Master, Visa, Discover,
Master?
Master.
MasterCard.
And go ahead when you're ready.
5 3 4 8 7 5 0 0 6 0 7 4 3 3 6 6.
Okay. Expiration?
11/30.
November of 2030. Okay. And security?
2/3/1.
Let me update that for you. Now, Ms. Hitt, when is going to be the best availability for you tomorrow? Would it be the morning or in the evening?
Probably in the evening.
Okay. About the same time as this phone call?
Yes, that should be just fine.
Okay. Let me go ahead and get your calendar invite put back together. Give me one sec. Okay, and another thing that we're going to do, that I want to make sure that I list here before we forget, I want to put James here on the account just in case he ever wants to call in. We have him listed as a authorized user. Is that okay, Ms. Hitt?
Right. Yes.
Okay. James, and James is at 469-744-6309. Okay. 469-744-6309. Okay, he's listed there.
And at some point, could I add another person? Because we are I work a full-time job. He's in the field. So we have someone we're looking at to answer the phones and to take the calls.
Well, absolutely. So whenever you hire a new employee and you would like to listen, either you or James, just give me a call. You can even reply to me an email. You know what I mean? Shoot me an email or a text message and I'll get it. And I can either give you a call or you just send me their info and I'll go ahead and I'll list it here for you. It's not a problem.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Yeah, you just give me their title, you know, their name and phone number, and I'll have them listed as a user on the account.
All right.
Okay. Now let's see here. Okay, great. So I do have an open slot for tomorrow for onboarding. Let me get that one sent out. And if you have any questions while I'm taking care of this for you, Ms. Hitt, feel free.
No, I'm good so far.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad. I like to keep you guys real informed. So 214-912-6987. Righty. Now, I want to be the first one to welcome you over to Local Splash, Ms. Hitt, and I'm going to tell you, if you're ever, for any reason, you have any concerns or you need anything at all, don't hesitate to give me a phone call, message, email. I'll respond to you. If I don't answer, I'll respond to you as soon as I get it. I definitely want to make sure that you guys are taken care of and you're well informed, right? I know this is going to be kind of new to you, right? So I'm going to send you over right now also that tutorial for the that dashboard, because you should have already got, as soon as the process of the payment went through, I'm sure you got some automatic messages, and one of them is going to be like terms and conditions. You can do me a favor and go through there when you have some time before our scheduled interview tomorrow. You can go through there and just give us some signatures and some check boxes. It's already what we went over. That way we'll be ready for you tomorrow. And I just sent out that video to you as well. That'll be for your dashboard, because you're going to have logins and things like that. And as soon as you start getting your emails that say your Yelp is live, your Bing, you're going to start having data to transmit through that dashboard. And that's when everything starts really get real fun for you. So, you know, take a look at that video. You'll be able to even show it to your new employees, so that way they get used to the system as well. And, you know, any questions, I'm here for you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Absolutely, Miss Diane. I mean, it's definitely been a pleasure. I just went ahead and sent out your calendar invite as well. So you should have already received that one. And we'll just reconvene until tomorrow evening.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Well, I do thank you so much, Miss Hitt. It's been a pleasure as usual. And we'll speak again tomorrow. Have yourself a nice night.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.